Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everybody. Chuck Bonnell, Julie Hayden, Truth Straight Up. It's brought to you by the Colorado Citizen Press. They're a bit of a hiatus after the election, but hopefully they'll get
Colorado's conservative voice.
Yeah, very much Colorado's, at a time in which there is almost no Colorado conservative voice.
Not true. We're going to be speaking to one in a second.
One of the true ones.
Yeah, let me give you a lot going on today. Thank God for the courageousness of representatives and Republicans in the state legislature like Dave Williams, Patrick Neville, and company. Big announcement come from them just a little bit ago. We're going to get Dave Williams on here in a second to talk about that. The illegal lockdown continues in Colorado, targeting restaurants, and only some restaurants. Some restaurants are better
than... Get variances.
Yeah, get variances, and it's cool. Other restaurants don't.
Gaylord gets a variance.
Yeah, exactly. On Monday, we talked with Randall Yarbrough, the owner of the Lion's Den, where the state... He said, basically, I can't afford to close, so I'm going to stay open. This rule is ridiculous. Other restaurants are open. Why can't I? So the state sent in its goon squad and took away all of his liquor. And then the Lionstown board voted, I think, 4-3 to suspend his business license, with the mayor saying, well, we can't ignore a government mandate.
Whoa,
it's like, sure you can.
Yeah, they do all the time.
And meanwhile, I'm getting texts from other people talking about other restaurants going to follow suit. So we'll be going ahead and talking to them. And then something interesting. Well, I guess there's the whole 17 states now have now joined Texas.
That's amazing.
And asking the Supreme Court basically to intervene in the election. That despite the fact that Google and YouTube say they're not going to allow anyone to talk about that. You can't post any content. You can't Google search anything about the elections except for their, what do they cite? ABC, CBS, and NBC.
Well, excellent.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent.
Not Fox, not Breitbart, not Newsmax.
Well,
none
you don't
of
have
those.
To worry about Fox. You probably include Fox.
And so I think we'll talk about that. In a way, more than anything, I hope that they overturn this election because I want to see how they're going to handle all of that, right? How are they going to handle? Okay. Oh, Thomas, so he's calling Dave Williams. I'm going to text Dave and tell him, hey, we're trying to get hold of him. So if you could just keep trying, that would be good. I know he's probably talking to a whole bunch of other people. But I think, though, in a way, hang on, I'm talking and texting.
Talking and texting.
Look at that. Did you see that, ladies and gentlemen?
Talking and she can multitask. There she goes.
I think that one of the things is going to be good as a result of that. I think that the what started out or has been really a trickle for a while of people turning away from these social media giants is going to turn into a stream and is going to then turn into a flood because they're not even pretending. And I'm going to go back. I'm going to talk about it. It's been going on forever. Years ago, we started talking to Maria Espinoza, remember?
From the Remembrance Project.
From the Remembrance Project. And she said you could not search her. And I thought, sure, you can. And I searched it. And even if you typed in the search, the Remembrance Project, they brought up something completely unrelated.
The same gateway pundit. You try to get that, you know, sometimes they'll put it up, but other times they'll just hide it. Under just all criticisms of Gateway.
Right. So you had to get the Remembrance Project, you had to type in their actual web address, right? Now, the Remembrance Project is an organization that basically provides support and does lobbying on behalf of families who have had people killed by illegal immigrants. And I got to ask yourself, why would YouTube and Google want to censor that? Well, hello, money. They want cheap immigrant labor, and they don't want people like Maria Espinoza talking about how some illegal aliens kill people.
Yes.
And so that censorship has been going on for a while.
Well, the FTC in 48 attorneys general sued to break up Facebook. And
right.
That's a great
That's going to be interesting. But right now, we got Dave Williams with us.
All right. Our favorite representative, or one of our favorites.
Right, our favorite. Don't tell Patrick.
Who's also our favorite. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Oh, well, thank you. So I saw, and then immediately, like everybody else, retweeted the press release that you tweeted out. So maybe just let me have you jump in and explain what it is that you guys have been able to accomplish there at the state legislature.
Yeah. I'll start with the bottom line first and kind of go through the how it occurred. Sure. Bottom line is the Colorado legislature is going to have an official committee hearing on election integrity. And this is pretty huge because, as you guys probably saw earlier in the week, there were a group of us that asked the speaker, you know, to do her job and form a committee to kind of look into this. She very quickly denied that request and started making, you know, accusations against us when all we want to do is just make sure that our elections are fair and secure. So we put our heads together, we regrouped, and we looked at avenues to where we could at least get some sort of committee hearing and hear, you know, as much evidence as we can and let the evidence lead us to the proper conclusion, whatever that may be. And so we figured out that one of our own, Lori Sain, she's a Republican out of Weld County, is the chair of the Legislative Audit Committee. And since she's the chair of the committee, she has the authority to call a special meeting of that committee and take testimony and question witnesses and go through the whole process of helping to ensure that we have, you know, safe, secure, and fair elections. And so she did.
You know,
we called her up and we said, this is what we think you can do. And we went ahead and double-checked the rules. And sure enough, she can do it. And so she's already given notice to the fellow committee members, both Republican and Democrat. And as far as I know, it's all full steam ahead. And we're going to be inviting expert witnesses from not only Colorado, but outside of the state to participate and give us the facts.
Well, but Ken Buck says we're the gold standard, Dave Nums.
Well, no, there is a good point to that, Julia. I mean, did you ever see the movie Usual Suspects, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely. Kaiser Soze.
Great movie. At one point, the character says, the most effective thing the devil ever did was to convince man that he didn't exist. And that's what the devil, which is the Democratic Party, has managed to do to the chair of the GOP and one of its prime congressmen, convince him and have him proselytizing with clerks from counties in which they don't cheat of how your election is fair, safe, and secure. And it's none of the three. And we all know it's not any of the three. But there's the chair of the Republican Party holding a caucus room, with 600 participants. And, of course, they're screaming at him and everything else.
They didn't buy it.
No, they didn't buy it. This is tremendous.
This is tremendous.
One of the people I think you need to hear from is Ben Nicholas. And I think he's
usually listening on Zoom. And we'll get to him in a little bit.
Yeah, but there's an equal protected allows 1,000 things. One of the things they do in Denver is it allows same-day cure of ballots. And, of course, they don't do that in the Republican County ones and so forth. And so it's unequal protection. It's Gore versus Bush. The other one I hope you go into is what they do at nursing homes. So this time they didn't even let poll watchers come in or talk to them. And they also didn't allow in Adams County poll watchers to look at things or challenge them. Now, if you have some counties, Republican counties, which can be challenged, and other ones, because they don't let the Republican poll watchers do it, well, then you have also unequal protection and an unfair election. And there's maybe 100 other ones.
Why we need a hearing.
Well, I hope it just isn't, you know, you go both into the Dominion software and everything else, but the real cheating that goes on in Colorado is in the city and county in Denver and Boulder. They play by one set of rules. The Democrats cheat in counties they control. They don't cheat in counties they don't control unless maybe they can do the machines. But I really, this is the one chance. I think this is the most exciting thing I've heard. Who is part of we? Is it we to this?
It's a big we, though, right, Dave?
Who is the we?
There were, so we had to kind of keep this under wraps, and by we, there were a few Republican representatives in the House GOP that put our heads together, and I'm not at liberty to give you their names, but if you look at the original If you look at the original press release we sent out 2 days ago asking the speaker to be a part, to do her part, that's from that pool of people that kind of made this possible.
It's the good usual suspects.
How do you pay for experts coming in, and how do you pay for flying in, and how do you do that?
Well, we're going to send the invite out, and if there are individuals that need to be reimbursed for their travel expenses or to be here, then we'll find a way to do that. But we anticipate that that's not going to be an issue. We will be sending out invites to interested parties and others who may have already testified in other legislative hearings. So hint, hint, wink, wink for you.
anyone listening?
you may have heard of them, but since we don't have confirmation of anything yet, I'll just leave it at that. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Dave, in your press release, you talked about just a few things that you specifically wanted to look into, and then there are other issues there. Can you talk about, because again, just to sort of rebut these claims that, there is...
From the chairman of the Republican Party.
That Colorado is the gold standard for elections.
And everybody's trying to follow it. Every Democratic state is trying to follow
it. What are some of the things that you guys just right on the face of it have concerns about?
Well, I think the concerns are shared by many of your listeners, and they've already been talked about by people you've had on and others within the Republican circles. But I mean, ballot harvesting has always been an issue. We all know the dangers of that. The problem, one of the big problems, is the voter rolls being outdated, and there's people that are eligible to they're ineligible to vote, but they receive a ballot, or they receive multiple ballots. This is something that really isn't talked about in Colorado, and it should be, but there are people who move within the state from one county to another, and they'll receive a ballot not only at their new address, but also at their old address. So that's something that really needs to be looked into. And then there's Judicial Watch, who they went ahead and filed suit because we're not, according to them, not in compliance with federal law. As it relates to those voter rolls. So, you couple that with the ballot harvesting, with mail-in and voting, and you could really have a big problem on your hands. But the fact that the Democrats and others don't want to talk about it is really the issue. I mean, the first step in solving any problem is to actually admit that there is one, right? So we're just trying to get to
from their point of view, there isn't one,
Why admit there's a problem when
they've worked hard
the chairman
to get to
of the Republican Party says there's no problem? I mean, why do that?
I want to be fair to Ken, because I supported him. I think he's, he's done as best as he could, especially given this time frame. And there's some things I agree with him on. There are things that I am not yet there with him on. I have very serious concerns about Dominion specifically and everything surrounding that. So I think the best thing we can do is get everyone together, on both sides, and let's talk about it. Let's see the evidence. And to my understanding, the committee is going to invite not just Republicans. They're going to invite Democrats. We want to hear from them, and we want to hear what they have to say. And once we get all those facts, the committee is going to decide whether or not to vote on moving forward with some sort of policy solution.
Can you? That's going to be maybe a final question, at least for me, because we've got another guest that we're going to get to in a second. Dave, thank you so much for coming on at short notice. What can come of this? Number one, what can come of this? What do you hope will come of this?
Well, ideally, we get an audit, that we asked for, a couple days ago, and what others have been asking for. And there's different types of audits, by the way. The Democrats and the media will tell you, they do this risk-limiting audit. Okay, that's one type of audit, but we want a full-fledged forensic audit. That would be the best thing we could do. Beyond that, the committee can recommend legislation, direct the auditor to conduct a performance and financial audit of the Secretary of State's office, which is needed because they, as you know, always try to tip the scales on the clerks and have an influence on our elections. And I'd like to see how this Dominion stuff all started. You know, I'd like to see, you know, why I think 62 of our counties have it.
Yeah, Wayne Williams.
Well, and like you said, right. Yeah, exactly.
Which is no different than happened down in Georgia.
Yeah.
You know, you're just hitting the tip of the iceberg, I promise you. You're just hitting the tip.
But at least
iceberg.
You're trying. And, you know, David.
No, this is the best thing, the most exciting thing, the only thing that I've seen in Colorado now since 2013 when they first.
In our lifetime.
In our lifetime, since they brought in and then now perfected in 2018 the cheat by mail system they have. But I really hope you have some people from nursing homes where the recommendations to indigent patients are made only by the manager of the facility, and the manager of the facility at least is rumored to get out the vote money for himself. He doesn't share it with anybody. And so there the depth of deprivation and cheating and theft is extraordinary. I mean, it's just extraordinary.
If you could just get any of it and force.
Any of it. I mean, yeah. I promise you in Colorado, Donald Trump was not 10 points less popular than 4 years before. That's just not possible. Democrats still hated him, but Republicans, 90% supported him, 95, and that includes Republican-leaning independents. Would Steve House lose the district by 18 points? I mean, the fraud that they've committed, and I know Ken personally, and I like him personally, but for him to get up and do a caucus room thing with 600 participants in which he was roundly booed, to stand up and say, we've got the best system in the world when all it is a cheating system, is awful.
No,
I mean, it's awful.
So
I mean, he's done, in some things, he's done a good job. And of course, they attacked him and they tried to destroy him as they try. Well, usually it's the Republicans.
Right. But Dave, so listen, we'll let you go now. And can we stay in touch with you on this just to see how it goes through and how people can listen in? And final question. I lied about the other final question. What should people do if they think they have information that they want to get to you?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know if we fully developed that process yet, but I'll, in lieu of that, people can just go to my website, daveforcolorado.com. Look at the contact page, and if you have information that could help us in this fact-finding committee hearing, send it my way, and I'll make sure it gets forwarded on to the committee chair.
All right.
Well, let me ask you one more question, Julia.
Because you got Randall.
Sure. Yeah, I know we got Randall, but he's going to be great. But as a practical matter, how did Lori Sain become head of this committee, and what's the partisan breakdown of the committee?
Sure. So this is just, I think, ultimately luck. So the committee itself is created by state statute. It oversees the state auditor, who is an independent actor within our state government. And the state law stipulates that it has to be equally represented by both Republicans and Democrats, and that the leadership of that committee alternates every year. So 1 year will be Democrat, the next year will be Republican, and it just so happens... It's our year.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
You guys are brilliant. Dave. Thank you.
It's nice to have a couple of bright guys on our side. You know, it is good. Well, great job, Dave. Great job. Thank you so much.
You bet. Take care, guys.
All right. That's Representative Dave Williams. And again, if you have information and you want to get it to him, daveforcolorado.com, and you can do that. Want to turn to another guy who has become a hero of ours, to Randall Yarbrough. Randall, thank you for calling in, and thank you for letting us have you wait there. Randall's the owner of the Lion's Den up there in Lyons, and has been fighting hard to keep his business in business, despite state goon squads and all kinds of opposition. So, Randall, first, number one, thank you for joining us.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me again.
Okay. Hey, why don't you bring us up to date on, because I understand a couple of things going on. The town hall had its vote, which was disappointing, but you guys.
Well, you got 4-3. That's almost a minor miracle. You got 4-3. I mean,
that's in a Boulder County. And then you've got a rally coming up. So why don't you first explain to folks what happened and why it is that you're trying to, for obvious reasons, but stay open.
Well, first and foremost, you know, we had the Board of Trustees meeting on Monday, and yeah, you're right, 4-3 didn't go my way. Ultimately, I blame the mayor of Lyons. You know, he was the ultimate vote. You know, he's a two-faced liar, and I'll just throw that out there right away. He, I've had several conversations with this gentleman, and he, you know, we always felt like he was on our side and protecting small business in his town, and you know, a small guy. I found out real quick. Yeah, so it didn't go our way. You know, they ultimately revoked our business license, which you know we've spent the past 2 days trying to determine, you know, what which route we can go, and ultimately it comes down to loopholes and. You know, how can I stay in business? But, you know, again, we're doing what we are doing because, you know, it's a stand against, you know, it's a stand for freedom. You know, the last I checked, it's still America. And until they start paying my rent and my bills, they have no right to tell me what I can and cannot do in my business.
I imagine you're right. They're taking away your business license. They took your booze. But I bet they're not going to give you a waiver on your property taxes or business taxes or anything like that, right?
Oh, no. They expect all of that. You know, they expect right. to get theirs, you know, which is saddening, you know, because, you know, the money only goes so far. You know, again, you know, small right. businesses is being harassed and hurt by this, and we're all just trying to stay afloat is the main reason, you know, most of us have made this decision.
Right. You know, I gather there are other restaurants joining. I mean, are you hearing from some of those other people, or are you pretty busy tied up with your own battle?
No, we've had, I mean, the past, you know, 2 or 3 days have been really hectic for us, you know, lack of sleep, going to breakfast, meeting with individuals who are on our side and joining groups and talking to other business owners who, you know, are in the same boat. And you know, we're all kind of banding together. You know, it's coming together slowly, I guess, but we're getting there. You know, we got a huge rally we're trying to put together on Saturday. We had a good turnout Monday night for our peaceful protest here before the meeting, and you know, it was just joyous to see 100 people, you know, protesting with signs, and you know, had a little local band who volunteered to play the cause. You know,
all right,
yeah, it was super nice.
Well, a couple questions then before we go. I definitely want to get you to let people know how to help and how to find out about this other rally.
Is Nicholas Angelo the mayor of Lyons?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And he does Navajo weaving, fine art, youth and urban.
Oh, yeah. This is his second term. You know, he was mayor 25, 30-something years ago. Nobody expected him to win this election. You know, we were all expecting a different person to take over, but somehow he... He pulled it out in the end, and he's just, he's way past his time. You know, the guy can't make decisions for himself. And
exactly. That's what I read in the quote where he was saying, well, who are we to question? Let me ask you about
that. We're only the elected officials.
We're only
responsible to our business and presidential community.
To sort of set the stage for people, because I liked, you know, I've been following this, some of the stuff you said, and that is, you know, people, you create a safe environment there. You're at least as safe as the Gaylord place where you said you can go and essentially
Absolutely.
Eat at a restaurant if you want to. They pick winners and losers. People, if they don't want to come, they don't have to come. Are you encouraged by, for instance, in L.A., a judge out there said, hey, this banning of outdoor dining is just arbitrary. I mean, when some of these cases actually get before judges, the judges are kind of saying, like, for instance, in front of churches, the Supreme Court with the church issue or a synagogue and mosque issue, they said, you know, it was one thing at the very beginning of the pandemic, but knowing what we know now, it seems that this is just arbitrary and not based on any evidence. I mean, there's seems to be a bit of a growing movement in your favor, do you think?
I believe so. I mean, I've been taking phone calls all day here. You know, I spend my days still here in my restaurant, you know, taking phone calls and talking to people and responding to emails and support emails. And, you know, it's overwhelming, you know, the support we're getting. And, you know, I just hope it grows larger. But you're right. There's no true evidence as to, you know, why you shut us down? Why are you harassing the small business owners and restaurants? You know, the numbers are there. It justifies, you know, why we deserve to stay open.
Right. How do you feel when you see stuff like the mayor of Denver telling everybody, don't travel, don't fly for Thanksgiving, and then he gets on a plane? You see the mayors of these various cities say, you don't go out to a restaurant, and then there's a picture of them at a restaurant. How does that make you feel?
Our horror mayor, yeah. I guarantee the strip clubs are open. I mean, that's all I can say about that, you know. But, you know.
Unfortunately.
Well, not in Denver, but that's why you had to go out of state.
Prostitution ones are open for the mayor, though.
Yeah, that was something
else.
They
don't have a state license licensing.
For prostitutes. Yeah, that's what you need to. Well, Dave, how can you fight? Talk to us about how can you fight back. I mean, it seems like when they can say, well, we take away your license. And, I mean, to me, it seems like I'm going to open anyway. I mean, what can you do and what are you doing and how can people help?
Well, we're talking hourly with counsel and, getting advice. You know, they can't really tell us, you know, hey, this is what you need to do at this point, but they can give suggestions. They've given us great suggestions on what route to take and how to stay open. There's a bunch of ways, and we're working on that as we speak. As far as help, you know, we do have our GoFundMe up. They can find it on our Facebook page, and, you know, every little bit helps. This was started by a good friend of ours, and, you know, it wasn't my idea. It's hard for me to seek out help because I'm a strong-willed person, and but every little bit helps. It's going to take funds. It's going to take a lot to fight this, and we'll do it as long as we can. I never thought about setting the precedents, but apparently I have. Just the seizing of my alcohol is the first time this has ever happened in history.
In the history of Colorado, that's the first time that's happened?
From what I understand, it's the first across the United States. No alcohol has ever been seized from a business because of a temporary suspension of a liquor license.
Wow. And to me, there's no doubt. They did that to punish you and to scare other establishments, I think, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're using us as a precedence. Scapegoat. I'm a scapegoat. It's got to start somewhere. Let's start with these guys. Cool.
What are the other three councilmen that supported you say? Were they?
Yeah, this was like a 4-hour hearing, I gather, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a 3-3 tie, and the mayor got to break it.
I know the board members, but pre-COVID, pre-whatever, board meetings were open to the public every other Monday. You could actually go to town hall, voice your opinion, see people in person. It got so big the other night that apparently there's 100 people cap on who can call in, and apparently you got to pay to add more patrons. We had so many on that call, and so many weren't even allowed to speak. This meeting was so dictated by the board. They determined who they wanted to speak and who they would cut off and who they would mute. It was a total circus. They had their mind made up, honestly, before the board meeting even happened.
They do a workshop.
They do a workshop 2 hours prior.
Got together, even though they say they don't. They always do. The mayor canvassed and made sure he had at least 3 more votes. I mean, idea that the hearing is what it's about, it never is.
Doesn't it make you mad? To me, because I've sat through and watched and observed so many of these kinds of hearings where you have literally Lyons is not that big. You've got hundreds
of Lyons has, 2,000 people in it?
Yeah, a little over 2,000 population-wise.
Mm-hmm. So you got hundreds of people saying, let this restaurant and the other restaurants be open. And then you have four out of hundreds saying, well, we're going to go with unelected bureaucrats and we're going to say you have to close. To me, I am sick and tired of our elected officials just ignoring us. And not just one of us, but hundreds of us.
Yeah, they've always considered me a nuisance, because I've never been one to, per se follow their rules, but their rules are, just guidelines once again, they're trying to dictate what we've always done here. Moving into this building a year and a half ago, I understood certain things I could do and I can't do. And, I've always done the right things and, I've never really, I've pushed the boundaries a few times, but, we're a music venue. I have a beautiful patio. Why can't I play music on my patio? Why am I made, the law says I got till 10 p.m. I've always cut it off at 9 p.m., but yet I've still gotten cited for unreasonable noise. What the crap is unreasonable noise?
Right, in a music venue.
It's a part of the municipal code under noise violations that they keep dinging me for. So they brought that up, and they brought up a number of things as to why I... I'm no good for this town. That's what I believe they should have just said. You're no good for this town.
Right. In spite of the fact you had hundreds of people saying, we love you and we support you. So, well, Dave, okay.
Well, I don't know when the next election is, but, you know, if 2,000 people is a general population, you must have, you know, 300 or 400 people voting in elections.
Yeah. Yeah. Elections matter. Okay. So Randall, then, so people can go, I'm assuming you'll keep people up to date on this rally that you're planning to try to get together.
Well, when is it? When exactly? What time is it and all that?
It's this Saturday. We're going to start around noon. We got, we got Rick Martin with the Constitutional Law Group. He's coming in. He'll be at the rally. Oh, he's going to speak. We expect that the news and media outlets will be here. You know, we're encouraging them to be here. I think they will. And we'll have several groups just rallying. It's going to be phenomenal. I do believe
it. Maybe we'll stop by and introduce ourselves as we
That'd
can.
That'd be great.
Yeah, so Randall, thank you so much. You know, and thank you on behalf of all of us. This is just from my heart. On behalf of all of us who are just hungering for people like you to stand up and say, like you said at the beginning, this is America. So I know, you know, you're bearing the brunt of it there, but thank you for doing this.
You're a hero.
You are a hero.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on. And, we just need to get the word out. That's the thing.
We'll do that for you. All right. Thank you there very much. Randall Yarbrough, thank you for your time, sir. Now he's going to go back and handle 8 million phone calls. So it's Lyons Den, and that's spelled like the town of Lyons, Lyons Den. And he said you can find the links to their GoFundMe page. I'm going to go contribute after the show to the GoFundMe, because I know what these business, they need, you know. He's shut down. The government has shut him down for simply trying to be in business, and he's still got bills to pay. But you can get the GoFundMe page and all the information on the rally there. You know, and now we're going to open it up for phones and people on Zoom. Let me get my phone number. 888-6, you'd think I'd know it. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Kind of anything you want to talk about. I mean, thank God for guys like Dave Williams. Thank God for owners, business owners like Randall, and particularly when you've got YouTube and Google, and we're going to talk about that right now. Openly,
well, let's talk to our good friend Ben Nicholas.
Ben. Yeah,
you know, I hope you go. I don't know if you're in contact with Dave Williams, but you should.
You're a victim, Ben.
Yeah, well, I'll go ahead and reach out to him.
Yeah,
you know, I missed your show on Monday, and it was really good.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to just comment on a couple of things there. I was on a conference call that evening with the chairman and other people that are in the SCC, our State Central Committee, as I'm a member. Now, I did not, they didn't get to me by the time that the thing had ended. And it was about a 9-1 ratio that people were just absolutely mad at the chairman. And for taking this stance about saying that he had this, you know, total, he was at peace with what was going on with the state and our voting system. My question to him would have been this elevated confidence that he has gained from this. He stated that he spoke to the three county clerks, okay, in El Paso, Larimer, and Montrose. So my question would have been, you gained this advanced confidence in this program, heightened confidence in this by talking to three other politicians, none of which, to my knowledge, possess any kind of a advanced degree in computer sciences, but yet just probably within the same building in D.C. is all these Texas congressmen who rejected using the Dominion system.
Right.
And so why didn't you go talk to them, or at least get a hold of Jenna Ellis, who is a Colorado girl?
Could maybe bring a few things out. Well, you know, exactly. Yeah. And Ben, I mean, that's exactly the ridiculousness of it. And I'm sorry, I want people to quit applauding Ken Buck for calling for an investigation in a Hunter Biden laptop. That's never going to happen anyway. But the point is, that'd be like, you know, me calling Chuck and saying, hey, what did you think of our show today? And Chuck saying, hey, I think it was great. But, you know, what are these clerks going to say? Our election was completely ridden with fraud. No, they're not going to say that.
They don't know. And moreover, once again, the Democrats cheat in Democratic counties with Democratic clerks. They cheat in Fulton. They don't cheat in Montrose. And it's just so stupid for the
What kind of experience or, you know, what background did they have that would give him confidence in that? I have no idea. I think that these other people that have been on the news media would have been a much better source. I'm certain that Jenna could have given him the telephone number and contact information to the lieutenant colonel who's involved in the cyber warfare, as well as Matt, I forgot his last name, who's also involved in some of these court cases with the expertise necessary to tell him whether or not this is a good system.
Why do you think he decided to go on caucus room with 600 other people and these clerks and so forth? Why did he decide to do that?
Well, he's trying to sell this position Dominion voting system.
No.
Chuck is even more skeptical.
No. That doesn't happen. None of that happens without Phil Anschutz. Phil called him up, told him, look, I think we should have confidence in our system. I need you to go on, hold this caucus room. I'll provide everything.
That's a good point.
You must say, I have total confidence.
We do not want to hear come out of your mouth, hey, there was fraud or we have questions.
You getting kicked off as a poll watcher at the Adams County thing, it's fraud. Because other counties, the poll watchers are there. And that's called, in Bush v. Gore, it's absolutely, so you should go
it's
on
it's disparate
there,
treatment.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No, what would it have made it?
Would it made a difference? Of course it made a difference.
Otherwise, it wouldn't have kicked you out.
Why alienate you if it wouldn't make a difference?
And here's one other thing that maybe your listeners and viewers need to understand is a little bit of the history and how we got to this mail-in ballot crap. In 2002, there was an initiative that was put forward on the ballot for us to vote on whether or not we wanted mail-in ballots. It was defeated overwhelmingly. The person that was behind and funded that thing was Rhett Bridges.
Yay!
Does that ring a bell?
Democrat. Yay. Yeah, I mean,
he was part of the
a name that's mentioned often in the
Blue
Book.
Right.
Yeah. And so when you think about that, and then all of a sudden in 2013 is when we ended up getting it through the legislature, and it was partisan. It was not a bipartisan thing. So we got this thing rammed down our throats by the Democrats.
Right.
And so we've had it now for 7 years. And that's what needs to people to understand. We didn't get a chance to vote on this again.
Right.
And they did it because they said, the polls are all saying that 70% of the citizens of Colorado now want that.
I talked to my mom and she said she wanted. Hey, Ben, we've got some other calls. Yeah. Thank you for chiming in.
Hey, be sure to make contact with Dave.
I will.
Great, all right. Great. Thank you.
Ben
Nicholas. Yeah. So we've got now Don from Colorado Springs online too. Hey, Don, thank you for calling in. Thank you for waiting there a little bit.
Hey, no problem. It's not that there's no conservatives. There's just no party to represent them, and the Republicans just basically are going to just throw away all these cases like they've done before, and Biden walks into the Oval Office, laughing or just dumbfounded.
Yeah. I think that's a plan. That's been the plan all along. To me, this Google, let me ask about this, the YouTube, Google.
But the Republicans are doing it.
Because they all, it's the same swamp, right? I mean, which side of the swamp or what color ribbon you wear on your head or around your neck in the swamp is the only difference there. What do you see happening here? Are you hopeful? Not hopeful?
I'm just preparing. Biden's going to come in and Trump's not going to fade away quietly. He's not going to pout or anything. He's just going to, there's a great piece from Steve Dace in the American Thinker about this. He's going to be this president, whatever, when he's not, there's a term for it, but I can't think of the word off the top
president
of my head,
Nexon.
But it's in the American.
President Nexon?
Not quite that, but it's, look up the AmericanThinker.com and,
I'll do that.
But, as long as, as long as you've got a Republican Party that doesn't want to do anything like they did in California, the same fate's coming to Colorado, if not already.
Yep, you're right.
Hey, John, thank you for
calling.
Take care.
It.
This is kind of funny from Leo. And thank you to everybody who types in under the chat stuff. No offense, Julie, but can Senogenics do some sort of testicle implant / enhancement for Republicans from Ken Buck to Mitch the Turtle McConnell all the way? You know, maybe we should look into that. Mm-hmm. I think that certainly couldn't hurt. Well, you know,
draw the blood from AOC and inject it in those guys. So
yeah,
have a little
yeah, really. 888-627-6008 if you want to call in. 888-627-6008. One thing, though, that gives me hope. One of the things, I know, we'll talk because I'm hopeful now. A couple of things are happening. When you look at stuff like the guy, the Randall at the Lion's Den, you look at restaurant owners and people around the country, it's not like the Democrats do where they bring everybody in a bus and they pay them off and then they go there and they protest and then they go home to their parents' basement. There are conservatives from, not just that, but freedom-loving Americans and business owners just sort of spontaneously and without, you know, a ton of backing, standing up and saying, no, I'm going to stay open. You've got that woman in California who was like saying, what the heck is this? You got the movie set here. I have to be closed. You're seeing stuff like that happening. And that gives me hope, number one. And pretty soon you got people like everybody who listened to that Lion's phone call, the hundreds of people realize that their elected city officials could care less what they think, and they're not going to protect them. They're not going to support them. They're going to say things like, well, Jared Polis says we have to lock down for no particular reason, so we're going to lock down. Another thing that I want to talk about that gives me hope too, and this is maybe you disagree with me on this, but again, YouTube and Google, which are co-owned by the same people, are flat out saying that they are going to refuse to post and they're going to censor and actually delete content that's posted that talks about any questions around the election. Now, we fell victim to that. I put something up with Stop the Steal, right? YouTube wouldn't let me post it. Then, of course, I put puppy pictures on there and they would let me post it. So there's that. But I think, though, this, as you said, this censorship has been going on for a long time.
But what you identified the alternative to Google. What is it?
Right. So I'm going to talk about that because I think one of the things that's going to happen, and the conservative treehouse was talking about this, and I absolutely agree. I think there has been sort of a slow trickle to some of these alternate social media and media sites. And I think now that they're not even pretending that they're not going to censor, now that they're openly telling us, I think that trickle is going to become a stream. And I think that stream is going to become a flood. And what is sort of like a slow evolution, I think is going to become a revolution. And I think that's good. So we have,
well, you can see that with the television and Fox.
Right.
On Monday, Newsmax beat out Martha McCallum and Fox on the 17-50-year-old Democratic.
Right.
I mean, that's shocking. I mean, you know, that is absolutely shocking. Well, and I think that's just going to grow because I can tell you, I will not listen to Fox except when Hannity or Tucker Carlson or Laura Ingraham. I just won't listen to it.
Right.
I mean, you know, and so I think, I hope, you know, you just hope you can have an alternative universe out there.
Well, it is there. And I think what's going to happen I'm going to talk about that. And okay. Sandra, thank you, Sandra. You're absolutely right, Julie. So here's the thing. So we're now, and you can go
you're
to Chuck.
You're absolutely right, Julie. No.
You can go to chuckandjulie.com and you can see all of the links. But for instance, for those of you who, and I think a lot of people are aware. So the alternate to Facebook is something called MeWe. We're on MeWe. The alternate to Twitter is something called Parler. The alternate to YouTube, and we're on this too, is something called Rumble. And then did I forget one? Oh, well, you know, the Google search, I think there's
the alternate to Google?
Well, there's several. There's DuckDuckGo. There's some other ones too. But I think something is going to happen there. Google definitely influences the search. But I think what you also see happening, I don't know about you, but I learn the sites to go to, and I don't Google search, and I don't put in Trump anymore and see what comes up on Google because I know that Google's not going to give me a fair thing. So I think that people are learning and adapting. I think if you're a conservative, or not even a conservative, I think if you want to get an uncensored view and information about what's going on both sides, I think people know you got to put in that, you know, the sites to go to, and you go to those sites, and those sites are all growing. And I think it's sort of a chicken egg, because I got to admit, I mean, Rumble and Parler are not nearly, frankly, as user friendly as Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. On the other hand, though, the more people that start using them, I think the easier they're going to get. I think This is just my hope. So maybe this is more of a hope than a belief. But that if Donald Trump does not win, or maybe even if he does win, that the Republicans are going to, well, not the Republicans, the conservatives, the populists, are going to start pouring a lot more time and energy and money into some of these alternate sources. And then YouTube can do its own thing. The other thing I think that it's going to happen is that if you're, for instance, YouTube, I have a friend who has a music channel on YouTube, huge, makes tons of money every year on his YouTube channel. And the algorithms that were censoring conservative content before the election also affected him. His business and his traffic was down 30%. He's now looking for other things. He said, I can't, every time Google decides to fiddle around with its algorithms to try to block conservatives, I can't have that affecting me. So I think these sites that just don't censor, you know, except for pornography, which they all do.
Sort of.
Unless it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Netflix, and it's just,
so
it's
I
just
don't know. I mean, if you agree or disagree, you know, 888-627-6008. But I think that movement to these alternate sources are going to grow. I also think this is why one of the, that they're cracking down on restaurants. One, restaurants have to have so many licenses they can, but they realize, okay, wait a minute. These stupid conservatives and populists are finding alternate ways. They're not reading the New York Times anymore. They're watching Newsmax. They're not watching CNN. They're watching Newsmax. And they're like, well, we don't want them talking to each other. So now we're going to censor them on Twitter and Facebook. And then they go around that and they're like, well, you know, the last bastion, actually face-to-face meeting, right? The last thing you want them doing is talking in person to other like-minded people. I don't know. I mean, I just think that there is, like you said, one of the best, the devil tries to convince people he doesn't exist. That's what they're trying to do here, but people aren't buying it, I don't think.
Oh, I think some are. The chairman of the Republican Party is buying it.
Well, I don't believe that either.
I think
Ken Buck knows what's going on.
No, he doesn't know what's going on. Have you ever talked to Ken Buck?
Okay, I would suspect that Ken Buck is saying that because it benefits Ken Buck somehow. I mean,
because
Ken Buck's,
why?
Why?
Well, who do you think contributes to his campaign?
Yes, Phil Entrance. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't think Ken Buck sincerely believes.
Oh, he does. He sincerely believes, because what he's doing is he's talking to a few Republican clerks and asking, did you do any hanky-panky? And they told him, no. Oh, there's no hanky-panky going on.
Oh, Sandra is saying something. Let's see. Brave is another internet search site. Okay. I never heard of that before. But that's the thing. I mean, the more people use it, the more it will grow. It's no accident that all of these giant social media high-tech companies poured millions and millions of dollars into vote efforts, all of it designed to get Democrat ballots into the counting machines. Not legitimate ballots.
Well, they gave $6.5 million to Fulton County. Zuckerberg did to help get out the vote.
Why is Zuckerberg so concerned about Fulton County?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but he gave it to the county offices, you know, and so that was special. And Wayne Williams brought in the Dominion machines to Colorado, the former Secretary of State. Now a city councilman in John Sellers, Colorado Springs.
There's a reason that they are investing in all of these things. And there is a reason. The only thing I think standing between them and what they're doing now was Donald Trump and the fear that Donald Trump might just win. Now his Department of Justice has filed a lawsuit. Let's all raise our hands if we think Joe Biden's going to continue that lawsuit. Of course, he's not going to continue that lawsuit.
They don't believe in any rules. They don't believe in anything.
But I mean, that's why they vote for Joe Biden. I mean, you know, imagine if Donald Trump had said, hey, I'm going to let you guys do whatever you want and censor whatever you want. Maybe they wouldn't have tried so hard to get rid of him. It's just such a swamp. But that's what it all comes down to. And again, you've got the cowardly Republicans. What do they do? Rather than making big tech at least hire Americans at a time when 18 million Americans are unemployed, something like 30 million underemployed, what do the Republicans in Congress do? Pass a bill that's big tech, right? Lets them hire, bring in, you know, unlimited, cheap, illegal, cheap immigrant labor.
No, it's not illegal.
So why do you think that's why they're contributing all this? And
that's why Donald Trump is. There is no Republican Party outside of Donald Trump. Yeah. I've seen all these ads, and maybe some of you have seen the ads too, where they just show AOC and all these awful Democrats. At the end, Mitch McConnell talks like he's going to become our leader now.
No,
I mean, you know, Mitch McConnell
He wasn't our leader when we had control of everything, right?
He's not the leader today, but he put himself on the end as if somehow he's going to resuscitate his image.
Yeah. Leo Zuckerberg created Facebook because he couldn't meet a woman in college, in person in college. Once you're a billionaire, it's
much easier.
Well, and here's a scary thing, though, that these guys are billionaires. Some of these people, and they don't, kind of like the owners of Fox News, they don't actually care about making money. They're willing to, well, and I think a lot of it has to do with China. They all want to get into China India, which are huge.
Well, India and China hate each other.
But they don't care about the United States, I guess. No. But what gives me hope are people like Randall Yarbrough and all the people who go out and support him.
Well, my support goes to Dave Williams. We're actually figuring out, using a brain.
Fighting.
And kind of go, what's this audit committee? It's have to be half and half. And we have the chairmanship. I'm brilliant. I mean, they just searched around and kind of went, we're just not going to kind of go, oh, well.
We're going to lay over and play. Right. And now, we all know, will the Democrats let them do anything? No. But at least they can raise it. At least they can raise the issue. Maybe, I mean, it's going to be kind of funny if a media organizations cover that. Well, like
they
YouTube.
Won't cover it.
Well, no, exactly. But on the other hand, though, we'll cover it. And that's what also, like I said, I think that this, I don't want to call it overreach because they have total reach, but these high tech, the big tech companies, by openly now saying, yeah, we are censoring it. It's not your imagination. It's not a conspiracy theory. We are openly doing this and we're telling you we're going to do this. I think what that is going to do is just sort of skyrocket some of these alternate sources that people will go to.
And I hope Newsmax keeps on growing.
Right. You're absolutely right, Chuck. It can change in a dime, right? I mean, the Fox News ratings plummeted immediately.
They were going to plummet anyway. Anytime your side loses an election, you don't want to listen to the news, and the other side does want to listen to the news. So there would be a huge switch to CNN, but they doubled that or tripled that or whatever they managed to do by their disgraceful election coverage by having
And people are getting there not by Googling what are alternate sources. No, they're going to Newsmax.com. And I think they can't stop us that way. They're just too much. I think, they're going to try to stop, corporate media. But again, everybody's got a podcast now, right? It makes it much harder to censor. And well, there's one other thing I wanted to briefly talk about because I got riled up. We're getting out of time. So the Texas lawsuit, basically asking the Supreme Court to take a look at, I don't know what, I mean, I haven't read the lawsuit itself, but to take a look okay. So what's it asking?
Well, it's basically saying that they changed all the election laws, not going through the legislature, just on their own, which made it a totally different election in those places. And it's unfair to them. It's an equal protection claim. But when you have 17 states, I mean, and everybody on CNN and all the usual garbage people, said that, well, it'll just be dismissed. They were writing.
They gave it until tomorrow to respond,
well,
the defendants.
Well, as they were writing in, the Supreme Court would never take it. They took it 6-3, apparently, which is encouraging, I guess.
Yeah.
Can I just jump in for a second?
Yeah, sure. We got about 2 minutes left, Ben. But go ahead.
Real quick, I read the same brief. And so it's interesting around 10 on the items there. They state that Joe Biden, if he had won all four races, that is the four cases that are pending right now, if he had won those four states, as what they said, that was $1.25 trillion, okay, quadrillion, $1.25 trillion chances of him winning. By doing all four, it's a multiple of 4th power.
Wow.
If he was to win the Powerball, it would increase his chances by 3,422,000 that he would have a better chance of winning the lotto than what he just did. This guy is the comeback kid of all time if he pulls this off.
There you go.
I want to say.
All right. Thank you, Ben. No, that's good to put it in perspective. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll have some more information, obviously, on Friday. Hey, I want to remind everybody, if you go to chuckandjulie.com, all the links are there that can get you to all the various places where we post. We've also got a cool new feature, thank you to Seth, that will allow you, if like you're on your phone, you can just click. There's the call-in number. You can just call directly in by just clicking that number so you don't have to remember it. You can just click that if you just go to chuckandjulie.com. Everything there. Is there something there?
Yeah, I want it from Leo. Says, good show today. If Chuck brings single malt, I'll bring lunch at Lions.
All right. Everybody, good. Thank you so much. Thank you to Dave Williams and Randall. Thank you to everybody listening and watching us on Zoom. And thank you to the.
Appreciate it very much. And we'll see you all on
Party Friday.
There you go.
Bye, guys.